Well, good morning. This is Pastor Bill Sturm, one of the pastors at Berean Baptist here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I am going to be bringing you an article from FoxSportsWest.com, posted yesterday on April 22nd, Los Angeles. When Ron Artest changed his name to Meta World Peace last summer, it was in some ways a metaphor for a more profound transformation, the one from pariah to the NBA's Citizen of the Year. Many steps of the jagged journey through his own therapy, his advocacy for mental health issues, and his fight to participate in a game within the mores of society, let alone the league, were taken in a starkly real way. Now, of course, Ron Artest, now known as Meta World Peace, is number 15 on the Los Angeles Lakers, and they won a double overtime game yesterday against the Oklahoma City Thunder. There was often whimsy and surely few signs of shirelessness, but even as his influence as a player declined, there was a poignancy in the metamorphosis of world peace, and for him, an immense amount of pride. But through each incarnation as world peace, Meta World Peace moved further and further from the dark places that tormented him. He also knew that going into these recesses had served to mold him into the player he had become. And so, as he sat in his stall yesterday in a near-empty locker room, dressing before Sunday's 114-106 double overtime victory against the visiting Oklahoma City Thunder, World Peace had to know that that what was building inside him was combustible. He'd been playing his best basketball in 3 years since he joined the Lakers, scoring, defending, playing within the team construct, and yet it seemed to be fueled by rage. He said, "I'm foaming at the mouth." Before his Sunday game, "I've got a controlled passion and determination. It's controlled, but the fire is lit. It's boiling as hot as the sun. I'm just furious that people have forgotten how I play, that people are disrespecting." That's strange. That's the end of the sentence. "They are disrespecting. I want to get to the level where I'm supposed to get right now, where I'm supposed to be right now. I have a lot more years to do this, and I'm just furious that people forgot. People think I really can't do it no more." At the moment, it was hard to tell whether World Peace was just playing a ruminating poet, meta being meta, as it were. But not long after, when he leveled Oklahoma City's James Harden with a vicious elbow to the head, it was easy to wonder just how controlled the fire inside World Peace was. Now, why are we talking about this on News and Focus? Why are we discussing this for the world of sermon audio and beyond? Well, because our children and many aspiring young warrior-like men think that the way athletes do things is admirable, and in many cases it is. But just like Charles Barkley of old, who says that he is not a role model, well, he's not one to aspire to, that's for sure, but he is watched. He is watched often. He is paid millions of dollars, much like Meta World Peace, a.k.a. Artest. He is paid millions of dollars to play basketball in front of hundreds of thousands of people via TV every season, and in the home crowd and in away crowds. I think 82 games a season, if memory serves. In any case, we're reminded at the rage that people have within them. And why shouldn't we be? We are angry people sometimes when we don't have the check of the Holy Spirit. And we find that James 1:19 says, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, because the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." If you get on the YouTube video that it was posted about 20 hours ago as of this recording, you'll see a man that dunked a basketball, pounded his chest, and then felt a certain player to his left, and then very clearly, in a fit of rage, trying to, I suppose, get a man off of him, who was running by him, bumped into him. He elbowed him harshly on the left side of his head. The man went laying on the ground, and of course Artest, a.k.a. Meta World Peace, was ejected from the game. Now, I'm a father of three children, one son, and I want, of course, him to see everything through a biblical worldview. I celebrate the idea that sports is played, and it's played with great liberty, and capitalism allows us to see people paid exorbitant amounts of money to do great physical feats, great athletic feats. And all I ask in return is that they understand that they will be held accountable. Later on in this article, Our test is reminiscing of a time a year ago when he did the very same thing in a playoff game against a small point guard, and he had all kinds of excuses. Even if I was squatting, I would have hit the man in the head, he says. There's only so much reaching down I can do. It's ridiculous, but anyway. And so he asked him, the reporter says, "You did nothing wrong." And as unrepentant as world peace was about the incident, he said there were others who did learn. He did learn from. He apologized for abandoning his teammates in Indiana to Phil Jackson last year. You know what I see here, folks? I see a man who's just not at peace with himself. I remember as a young man watching a Harrison Ford interview on, I think it was Today or something. I don't remember. It was an early show. And Harrison Ford, they asked him, "What is it that you are seeking?" And he says, "I just want world peace." Or, "I'm just seeking inner peace, not world peace." He said, "I'm seeking inner peace." And I remember thinking, I wonder if he's ever met the Lord Jesus. And now, I suppose, if the reports are correct and the sources I have that are correct, he is a Buddhist. He's looking for peace. And here's a man that is so aspiring to world peace that he actually wants, he's so aspiring to inner peace that he's aspiring so much that he actually changes his name from our test, right, our test to meta world peace. And so the question really remains is, what can bring that peace? What can make a man at peace with himself? We are people that are disillusioned, discontented, disenfranchised from those things that of which we are made. Our jobs, our neighbors, people on the road, and we are a split second from making absolute fools of ourselves. We are split seconds from ruining our families, our lives, with a click of a mouse, with the honking of a horn, with the flashing of a pistol. We are not far from ruining our lives at any given time. I think it's sad that really, within myself, I see a man named Artest who would love to have inner peace. And I see within myself the absolute volatility, the fire raging within to be a warrior, and at the same time make my way, and at the same time somehow live at peace. We're not saying that you're either a Tibetan monk or you're a meta world peace, number 15 on the Los Angeles Lakers. What I am saying is that without the power of the Holy Spirit that brings the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, temperance, there is no control. We are people that are absolute wild, wild stallions without the Lord God controlling us. Meekness, after all, is domestication. It is not weakening. Meekness is not weakness. It is the ability to take something that is inherently very good at certain times. Adrenaline can be good. Rage can be good. But rage against what? If we're going to be angry against something, let us be angry against sin. Romans 12:9 says, "Lay aside all hypocrisy and abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good." I find Jesus being angry in the temple and saying the zeal of his house has eaten me up. So we're not saying that being angry is wrong. Even Moses was angry, and we don't say it was the anger that hurt him. It was the sin in which he conducted, because he was swift to wrath just 40 days after spending time with the King of Kings and on Mount Sinai. So I don't know what to make of all this other than, yeah, what a jerk. He laid a man out on a basketball floor, and the world was watching a man make a fool out of himself. But I promise you, this morning, after all the excuses are made, Mr. Artest does not like himself. And the reason he does not like himself, regardless of the fact that he changes his name to Meta World Peace, is because he has no peace. And the word says in Isaiah 57:20, "There is no peace, saith my God, for the wicked. They're like the troubled sea." You see, until we find the one who fills us with peace, Galatians 5:22, love, joy, peace. The only one who can do that is the Prince of Peace. And until we quit trying to substitute the real thing for counterfeits, well, we're seconds from ruining our lives. I trust that you apply this to your life and heart, and if you have questions, I wish you'd email me at bsturm.bbc@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.